Sitting at the table next to me is an elderly German couple. When the waiter recognizes my accent, still local despite my best efforts, he winks and says, "They're from Berlin. Moved here last month." He is thrilled that someone has taken the trouble to move all the way from Berlin, no less, to dump their bones in this pit. I wonder what the pole of Castelfranco is for them. So what if it's sunny down here? They have sun lamps in Berlin. I glance at the couple. They look happy. Give them time. "No, I don't like it here." I don't mean the pizzeria. The pizzeria is fine. I mean this town, this part of the world, Puglia. "Oh, I'll grant you that in the season it hits you with a heady scent of rosemary and lemon and flowering thyme. When I got out of the cab on this warm June night, I had to close my eyes and drink it all in, like sweet wine on a date. But it is a honey trap. Another 3 weeks, and the summer sun will evaporate the scent and burn the land to a cinder. And what little life there is left will have to start a war for the last drops of water left deep underground. I didn't trust Castelfranco when I was here, and I trust it even less since I got out. This place is feral. I'm only back for tonight for the pact. And I am unsure, to be honest, if the pact still stands. It is a miracle it lasted this long. I'm at a corner table, not any table, but the table, our table. It was free straight away. I am alone, surrounded by three empty chairs, wondering if the others will come. In front of me is the wood-fired oven, a cavernous mouth of white stone. A dark-skinned pizzaiola is working a ball of dough with jerky movements, while another handles a pizza overflowing with Parma ham, rocket, and Parmesan shavings. I think I know the dark-skinned guy, Guido or Gianni or something like that. I was at school with his second cousin. I came to American Pizza. Their pizza is as Italian as it gets, direct from Brindisi Airport. In the authentic Southern tradition, the car I had booked was nowhere to be seen. It took me 2 hours to get another. So when I finally reached Castelfranco, I was 20 minutes late for what had been since time immemorial, or secondary school anyway, the hour of the pact. I called the B&B to tell them I would check in after dinner. I had forgotten that being 20 minutes late in southern Italy means being anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes early. I forget every time. It says I do it on purpose. But I don't think so. That's the opening to the Book of Hidden Things by Francesco Demitri. And I'll start my review by saying for the longest time, I've been fascinated by the ancient Mediterranean, its world, its history. And so today's book is set smack dab at the edges of that world, nestled on the wild, underpopulated heel, the coast of the southern Italian boot. Hidden Things takes us to a world where the mafia is a part of everyday life, and the mysterious world of the saints is as integral to the landscape as the scrubby seaside hills and plains that make up the countryside surrounding the small ancient towns of the area. Enter our cast of characters, four young men who have known each other since childhood. Four men who made a pact during their last year of high school to show up once a year in the early days of summer to reconnect at the cafe that was and remains so central to their small rural town of Castelfranco. The four have had diverse lives since their last year together in their small town. All have left Castelfranco for the bigger cities of Europe. The fashion photographer to London, the lawyer to Milan, the surgeon to Rome, and the dreamer, about whom the title orbits, on journeys around the world, bringing art, or Arturo, back to the small town of their youth, as our story opens. This year, though, while Mauro, our attorney, married with kids, Fabio, our fashion photographer who leaves behind his girlfriend for what he assumed would be a quick trip to and back from the Italian countryside of his youth, and Tony, our famed surgeon, who, like Fabio, leaves a significant other behind for what he too presumes will be a quick annual visit to his childhood town, find that art is nowhere to be found. What has happened to art, they wonder? Does art's failure to appear at their annual meetup have anything to do with art's mysterious disappearance when the four were in their early teens? Against their better judgment and the wishes of their spouses, girlfriends, significant other, the three remaining friends determined to find their lost friend Surely as adults, it won't take them the long, desperate week of search and worry that resulted in Art's reappearance some 20 years ago. We'll guess again. Our three remaining friends, Fabio, Mauro, and Tony, find themselves sorting through the past 20 years of their lives and the lives of the townspeople, including their sometimes estranged family members, as they seek answers to Art's disappearance. And so, with tantalizing slowness, with chapters that give each of the three young men their own say in the happenings of this suspenseful novel, the three friends discover that the lazy, sun-drenched life that Castle Franco presents to the world at large is not as it seems. There is mystery, mayhem, and anger seeping through the often arid landscape of the small seaside town and the rough landscape that surrounds it, as they reflect back on those sunny days at the beach where the 14 spent so many of their summers in the past. The three friends find that those days of yore were an illusion that only the young and the willfully ignorant can indulge themselves in. For now, in the present day, our childhood friends, Fabio, Mauro, and Tony, discover that not only is the mafia woven into the lives of the inhabitants of Castle Franco, but much too deeply into the life, if he remains among the living, of their old friend Art as well. The mafia connection becomes a fact of life that the three friends discover they must confront and reluctantly work with if they hope to find Art, dead or alive, and bring closure to their search. The discovery that Art had written a guidebook to what he cryptically refers to as the hidden things, that of the novel's title, is a discovery they make when they break into Art's seemingly deserted house, and it both intrigues and repels the three remaining friends. For the hidden things that Art has spent his life after high school seeking seem to be taking, or have taken, their friend into a world of amorality that far exceeds any that the local mafia would support. More, their increasingly manic search for their friend Art and his research into the hidden things brings at least two of Art's friends into a dangerous encounter with a mentally disturbed girl packing a gun, leads one of the friends into an adulterous evening with one of his best friend's wife, forces one of our trio to confront the slow unraveling of his career at the same time that he must confront the discovery that his estranged father is now suffering from Alzheimer's, and leads yet another of the three to realize that his beloved, sweet young sister, whom he remembers from his youth, has more than married into the local mob. She has become the local mob. The Book of Hidden Things is a story that is a mesmerizing blend of small-town secrets intersecting with young men with modern daydreams and careers. It all sounds rather dismal and depressing at times, doesn't it? But don't be so misled for all the misfortunes that befall the four friends, for we do read about Art through his Hidden Things guidebook journal, which come into the other friend's possession. The Book of Hidden Things has that special page-turning quality to it, complete with cliffhangers at the end of each chapter. It makes this a book that I just had to keep reading, and I think you'll find it that kind of book as well. Now, I said at the outset that I've been fascinated by the ancient civilizations that grew up along the shores of the Mediterranean Sea. Perhaps you've picked up by now that today's novel is more than a nod to those ancient and yet modern worlds. If not, let me be more direct. The hidden things that so enrapture Art and bring so much travail to our other friends in so much of this novel are a real intersection of the ancient and of the modern, a combination of Christian saints, the ancient land and air spirits, of the mystery of this part of the sun-drenched Mediterranean, even as it intersects with the world of modern science. Fabio opens our story as he's waiting for his friends to arrive, and along with Mauro and Tony, he tells the tale of the hidden worlds in southern Italy. But it is the fourth friend, Art, whose farcical, or are they insightful, ravings about the hidden things fuels the narrative. And so let's wrap up with Art as he tells us about his discovery of those hidden things, related at first through a childhood encounter with a poisonous snake, an adder, that he discovers, to his misfortune, in a nearby farm's stone wall, as Art tells his readers in The Hidden Things, imagining his time thinking back to that day when he was bit by that poisonous snake. The next day I went back to the wall. I learned my lesson, and I was careful this time. But what had happened had sharpened, rather than killed, my fascination with dry stone walls. The walls were crawling with life. Spiders and worms hid among the rocks. Feral cats slept on the top of them. And the mortally dangerous adder journeyed through them, occasionally making itself visible to pit its wits. Against the humans. There was an inordinate amount of life. Life I didn't see. Life I didn't so much as glimpse. Happening just beyond the reach of my senses. An entire world of things hidden to me. And if that world existed, how many more could exist? It was a kind of magic. Or perhaps it was magic as such. That was my first peek into the hidden things. He goes on. Like the adder, the hidden things do not exactly hide from us. They just mind their own business. Like the adder, the hidden things are with us all times, unseen, unheard, stealing through walls, resting under rocks. Like the adder, the hidden things do not normally mind us, but will, in some circumstances, bite. And just as with the adder, when they bite, it is no good praying to the saints for help. They will not give you any, because the saints, too, are hidden things. It's quite a read. It is a novel, I remind you, but wow, what a novel, what a story unfolds in southern Italy on that special June. The Book of Hidden Things by Francesco Demetri. It's available at any fine public library, including the West Lafayette Public Library.